We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cannot wait for opening day, just 2 days away. By the way, you told me that it's supposed to be raining. I haven't checked the forecast.
Yeah, Thursday does not look good.
Come on,
that would not impact
the
Yankees, who are indoors. It would obviously impact the Metsies, who are in Queens.
Wait, that impacts everything for me with my schedule here, potentially, at SNY. So you think there's a real chance of rain out?
Yeah. I mean, a matter of fact, I'm starting to expect it, unfortunately. I saw like 90% chance of heavy rains. I'm popping it up right now for you in case it changed a little bit here.
Yeah, I pull it up on my phone. I see 85% chance of rain, but who the hell knows what this means?
Yeah, let's
all
see.
All day?
Yeah, it's an all-day kind of a thing.
Oh, come on.
And by the way, every time I pop on these weather sites, now, it wasn't like this growing up in Brooklyn. It's a lot like this in Jersey. Every time, like, there's a flood warning.
Yeah,
all
I know.
The time.
I see it in Jersey, especially.
All the
what am
time.
I getting myself into here with
well,
Jersey?
Floods.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Let's see. 1 o'clock. This is going to be on. This is tomorrow.
Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to rain a lot.
So you think? So now, let's say washout. Then they probably
10
play.
A.m.
You probably play Friday, 1 o'clock. Friday's better.
Friday's going to be nice. Yeah, a little brisk there, but like 52, 53, 54, mostly sunny. A little windy.
Everything just gets screwed up with that.
I don't
hate
know why
that.
They don't. Why don't they just start these teams? Everybody, like in the Northeast, on the road.
Yeah, I know, but then you don't get the first game. We talked about that. I like the first game of the year at home.
Well, I do too, but the Yankees don't get that. They get the first seven on the road
this year. Yeah, but was it last year?
Last year they were home.
Yeah, okay.
They were home last year
for the first
Giants.
One. I feel like the Mets haven't been home for a first one in a couple of years.
Is that
I could
true?
Be wrong. I feel like that's the case.
Oh, okay, all right.
No, I don't know. Maybe you know what? Maybe the last time they were was the pandemic year.
Maybe, but think about this. If you did this, like you could even have some divisional matchups. You can have the Yankees, say, and the Jays play up in Toronto. You got the roof.
Yeah, I know.
You could utilize the Diamondbacks. You got the Trop down in Tampa. You got Texas, which is a dome, but also very
Mets,
warm.
Marlins,
you've got the West Coast
whatever,
teams. You got the Marlins down there.
Can you take all
that way,
the,
do it?
You could take all the East Coast teams and move them, though?
I don't know about all of them, but I think there's a way, like maybe Baltimore, you get a couple of hundred miles south. Maybe you get those extra 5-6 degrees of warmth, which is usually the case. So maybe you roll the dice in Baltimore and maybe Washington, D.C., rather than here,
you know,
but there's a way to do it.
Would you ever
sure.
consider, and we'll get back to the calls here in a second, Steve Cohen was asked when he met the media a few weeks ago.
Yep.
He was asked, I think in a joking manner, because it's come up before, like, oh, when's the, you know, because we're talking about the upgrades or whatever it may be. I don't know if it was just to the team or to the stadium, whatever. Oh, when's the roof coming?
Yeah.
Somebody asked him about that.
I saw that. I saw his response.
Yeah,
too expensive.
He said, ship has sailed, too expensive.
Yep.
Now that's Steve Cohen.
Yeah.
If Steve Cohen, a guy who's worth however many billion.
20, 18, something
says
like that.
Says that it's too expensive.
Yep.
Like, think about that. But a part of me, while it would be more convenient, I used to hate. I still don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to hate more than anything else waking up on a day where I knew I had tickets to go to a game and seeing rain out.
Oh.
There was nothing more demoralizing.
Well, the one thing that was more demoralizing was when you woke up and there was rain and you had a game that day to play when you were a kid.
Well,
that is the worst.
Yeah, that is true. For me, the ones that stick more, though, Yeah, with those games, I guess. That hurt, too. You get your uniform on.
Yeah.
You show up to the park. There's puddles at third base in the batter's box.
I used to stare at my parents' window. Come on, please, son. Give me a remnant of sunshine.
I hate that. I just remember vividly, like, oh, my God, I got tickets to the Met game tonight. And, like, oh, it's raining. Should we go?
Should we not?
Calling the number.
So, would you want a dome?
Well, that was going to be my question.
Would you want one in Queens?
No.
Really?
Even with that unknown, and I hate the unknown of the schedule. I hate the idea of rain. I feel badly for people who plan their days and young kids who, this is maybe the one day, it doesn't have to be opening day, I'm talking about even mid-April, whatever it may be.
George, the one game they're going to.
That's how it was when we were kids. It wasn't like I was going to 50 games.
No, me neither.
It was like,
not
you got
like
Mets
that.
Tickets from somebody. Oh my God, this is going to be great. If it rained, you're screwed. So I hate that. However, with all of that, I still would not want a dome on Yankee Stadium or...
I would take
it. Really?
Totally.
Why?
Convenience. Yep.
Dude, it's baseball, not meant to be played in a dome.
You keep it open. You only close it when you have to.
Yankee Stadium with a roof on it?
Wouldn't mind it.
Really?
You know why? It's not the old, like, think about the way the Trop looks. It was built in the 90s.
That's disgusting.
You can make it modern
Yankee
in a way.
Yankee Stadium with a dome?
First of all, it's not, it's the old Yankee Stadiums, the real Yankee Stadium's gone.
I know, but still. Have you been to any of these other ballparks with the retractable roofs?
Yeah, I've been to Trop. I've been to
Milwaukee.
No, I have not been to Milwaukee. I've been to a couple
Toronto.
Football stadiums. Yep, when it was first built, when it
you
was
see,
the
I don't
not
the Sky
Rogers,
Dome.
The Sky Dome.
Yeah, I went not too long ago, and Milwaukee as well. I've been to a bunch of ballparks. I think I got like six left.
Mm-hmm.
The closed stadiums,
yeah,
doesn't feel right.
I'm
to
not
me.
Saying it feels amazing, but it feels better than not playing.
I mean, if Minnesota can have an open roof stadium,
they have heated turf. Nice, you know, they have a whole underground heating system.
Okay,
maybe the Bronx and Queens do. I don't think they do, but they might have something. Listen, it's I get it. Aesthetically, it looks a little odd when you close that roof, but you know what? Better than not playing.
And you'd probably play with it closed minimally anyway.
Yeah,
like in a case like Thursday, you just wouldn't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.